Exercise 7. My good friends Dr. Paul Odland and his wife Barb travel frequently to South America, where he provides free medical treatment for disabled children of poor families. One day, while buying souvenirs in a local marketplace, Paul spotted a carving that he liked and wanted to purchase. The non-English-speaking vendor was asking 500 pesos for the carving. With Barb acting as interpreter, Paul offered 300, and the vendor proposed 450. The bargaining in the noisy market became spirited, even intense, with Paul stepping up his price slightly and the seller retreating slowly. The pace increased so fast Barb could not keep up with the back-and-forth interpretation, until, suddenly, all three parties realized that Paul had gone above the vendor's last stated price, and the vendor had gone below Paul's last offer. After a moment of embarrassment, they compromised, laughed, and settled the deal.